Heather Jordan is the secretary of the board for the Martyrs of La Florida Missions Group that's advancing the sainthood cause. She says this effort actually began many years ago under Bishop Rene Gracida, the first bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Pensacola-Tallahassee from 1975 until 1983.
Bishop Gracida actually tried to start this cause for canonization in the early 80s.
But Gracida soon moved on to New Orleans, and the cause was pretty much forgotten. That is, until Jordan and several other history-minded Catholics rediscovered the cause and launched an extensive research effort.
We had thought there might be martyrs in the area, and so we started doing the hunting. And we have turned up a huge number of documents and a lot of information, and it's very exciting because we now have 82 martyrs from that mission time period here in La Florida.
Jordan says one martyr in particular was chosen to spearhead the campaign for eventual sainthood.
We named Antonio Cuipa. Antonio was the Inija, which we are told was like the city manager who planned the crops and the building of the buildings at Mission San Luis, right in Tallahassee.
Antonio was raised Christian and actually took the gospel message to neighboring villages as a native missionary. Then the British and Creek Indians attacked the Spanish missions in Florida in the early 1700s, including San Luis. Antonio and many others fled to neighboring Jefferson County, which is where he met a martyr's end.
Because he was one of the leading members of the group, he was so highly respected, they killed him first. He was put on a cross on the outdoor stations of the cross and burned.
There are other Native Americans among this group of Florida martyrs, along with Dominican, Jesuit, and Franciscan missionaries who came from Spain, Cuba, and Mexico. Jordan says the initial march towards formal church recognition is already underway.
Each name gets looked at, particularly since there are so many in this cause. It then gets submitted to Rome, and once they are declared to actually be martyrs, then a beatification gets scheduled, and we're very excited. We're told that it could very possibly be within 2 to 3 years, and we're also told that Rome is excited by this cause.
Jordan says a special ceremony happens soon on a nearly 80-acre site near Chairs on Archangel Way, just east of Crump Road off Mahan Drive.
It is a site that is set aside to be the future site of the Shrine of Mary, Queen of the Martyrs, and a mass will take place on Monday, October 12th, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's open to everybody. At that point, we will have what is the official opening of the cause.
The website, martyrsoflafloridamissions.org, has all the history and details of the campaign to bestow sainthood on a very early Tallahassean. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.